A great hour of darkness is looming, and many are complacent to these things, neither having my heart or perception for what they are seeing. Many in the church think they are seeing the ways of men, and do not understand the hand of the enemy in what they are seeing. Your equipping against the power of the enemy includes my desire for captives to be freed. You are in the days of my army, the days of soldiers being raised up in authority and in the profound dominion that is in me. In the midst of darkness, my army will be those having a life of fellowship in me. For only in fellowship, only in knowing me, does one receive my heart, my desires, and my fervency. The greatest advancement is not as many believe. It is not ministry, or business, or any other thing. The greatest advancement is into me, into the depths of fellowship and intimacy that are laid up for those who truly desire me. For it is out of these depths that my plans come forth in purity, and it is out of these depths that I desire to lead my army to see many, many captives set free and restored to me. I desire a people of fullness, a people who have set their hearts on me more than any other thing. When I am the first love, when true zeal for me consumes a heart, nothing will be put before me, and this is the order of life in those who will walk in fullness with me. I am restoring zeal, fire, and fervency to those whose choices are toward me. I am restoring that which the flesh devours, and that is intensity, the passion for me found only in a life of fellowship, a life of intimacy with me. My army will be filled with passions they have received through fellowship with me, and I will know them, and they will know me, and together we will do many things.